right, I don't even feel like pretending, so I'm just going to admit straight up, I am hungover. So I'm just going to read the list, literally, chronologically, and without much flair, because I need yet another Excedrin. It's Dave, it's Wednesday, August 19th, the John DeBella Show. Tiger Woods' kid is better at golf already than Steve and I, and he's only 11. The most iconic poll came out in the fashion world. We debated it. We hit the phones to find out what you wish was cool again. I forgot to write down who was in Song Stories. Don't ask me to tell you who was, because I don't remember. John dug up a viral song we all thought was forgotten, and we spun the wheel of wow. Here you go, you heathens. It's the Daily Podcast.
Look how dark it is behind
me.
It's crazy. Might be the dark, strongest passing shower we've seen in a long time.
Right. Meanwhile, on the other side of the building, you can see the light coming up, and the sun's beginning to shine in the windows in the building across the street.
It's so, like Mordor over there.
Yeah, it is like Mordor.
The clouds of Mordor.
Steve, when you play golf, what's your good game?
I mean,
You were complaining the other day that you suck.
90, right? I do stink,
Right. Dave, what about yourself?
I'll be happy if I'm in low 80s. I've broken 80 a couple times.
If you had to break it down to the front nine, the first nine, all right, what would your score be?
Like 42, 43. Like
42, yeah. 50. What about yourself?
45 to 55.
45 to 55, okay.
I'm always between 90 and 100, so just whatever.
Do you hear about Charlie Woods?
What do you do?
No.
Am I a Tiger Woods son?
Oh, I did.
No, what happened?
All right. Well, he was in a junior tournament, and Tiger was his caddy.
Oh, cool.
Right, yeah. Nine holes. Shot a 3 under 33.
That's cool.
Dude.
Right. I could maybe do that if I had Tiger read my putts too.
Right. You know.
No, genetics are crazy.
I know.
His long was 300 yards.
What? Wait, how old is he?
He's 11.
He was using a bazooka.
He's 11.
Come on, man.
Right? Yep.
Tiger struggles to hit 300.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Jeez, dude.
So and suppose,
what does he look like, Baron Trump?
I mean. Yeah. I was trying to see if there was anything about the other kids around him, but
they were handicapped.
They were. Oh, you're not talking about it. You're
not
talking
about golf handicap. No.
Right. You're an evil man.
The John DeBella Podcast.
A bird in the hand is worth two in the bush.
102.9.
I have no bird. I have no bush. God has taken my bird in my bush.
MGK.
Tomorrow is Robert Plant's birthday, and the great thing about doing morning radio at a station like this is, well, we're going to be playing Robert Plant all day long, but obviously we get first shot at the songs, so we'll get to pick whatever we want to play tomorrow to celebrate Robert Plant's birthday. Maybe we'll take some suggestions from you folks as well, right? But throughout the day, we're going to be playing Robert Plant solo, Robert Plant with Led Zeppelin, Robert Plant gardening, maybe a little clip from the movie where he's trying to repair somebody's driveway. I'm not kidding. All right.
I missed that one.
Yeah, me too.
Right, yeah.
He was on Dirty Jobs.
I'll find it. I'm not sure if it was a movie or a TV show, but he shows up at someone's door, just knocks at the door. They had to just throw this scene in because they had the opportunity and somebody knew Robert. And he literally comes to the house and he's got a bucket in his hand with, you know, macadam in it, and he's trying to sell the people on repaving their driveway.
Oh, sounds like a Geico ad or something.
I know, but it's not. 70 degrees outside right now. Tomorrow, of course, the Robert Plant birthday party going on all day here at MGK. I saw a survey yesterday. Obviously, I read a lot of surveys because that's why we come up with the questions from hell. That's how we come up with them. And said, a new survey asked people to name the most iconic fashion item of all time. And the mini skirt came in first.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, and when that kind of made sense to me when I started looking at the list. And then as I looked down the list, I said, wait a second, this is a little cockeyed. This is a little out of sorts. Number two is the little black dress. Number three, short shorts. Number four, denim jackets. Number five, platform shoes. Number six, bell bottoms. All right, and I'm stopping there. And then it was leather jacket, shoulder pads, knee high boots, and skinny jeans. All right, but bell bottoms should either be first or second, as far as I'm concerned.
Whoa.
What's the title of this whole?
Was it most iconic fashion item?
Most iconic fashion items of all time. Of all time, and now I realize what hubbub there was around the miniskirt when it came out. But when you think about bell bottoms. Bell bottoms lasted longer than the midi skirt. bell bottoms were worn by men and women, not just women.
When,
right? So they had to be more popular.
When did the miniskirt come out?
Yeah. Because when they did away with the poodles.
It never went away.
Yes and no. Yes, it has. I mean, it has gone away to some extent, and then it comes back every once in a while. Right? But it showed up in the, I would say, maybe the mid-60s, 65 to maybe 68, somewhere in there.
Right. I
you know, Twiggy and her miniskirt, you know, that was the big thing.
When you say Twiggy, the first thing I think of is that water skiing squirrel.
Oh, see, I think of Marilyn Manson's bassist.
Oh, right. I would go, I think miniskirt is correct, because I think
really?
That yeah, bell-bottoms went away.
Bell-bottoms screamed 70s, and I don't think it ever came back.
No, really. No. Bell-bottoms showed up about the same time as miniskirts.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And initially, the only bell bottoms you could get were Army Navy store Navy bell bottoms, Navy jean bell bottoms.
Oh, wow.
Right. And then all of the other companies started picking up on it. And they lasted from the 60s straight through the 70s, too. I mean, the people are still wearing them today.
I never see anybody wearing them.
And I think they went away, if they did come back at all, they went away longer than the miniskirt did, because I think.
Don't confuse miniskirts with short skirts.
I'm not.
Okay. All right. Well, let's put it to a vote.
Steve's Googling them
now.
Let's put it to a
vote. Confuse jeans with pants.
Okay, that's it. All right. So which do you think is more iconic, the miniskirt or bell bottoms? Text 1 for miniskirt, 2 for bell bottoms to MGK. That's 645-645. We'll see where we stand on this one, my young friends. Right. Miniskirt 1, bell bottoms 2 to MGK. I was thinking about this song the other day, and I was saying to myself, you know, I haven't spoken to Billy in 30 years. All right. But I was thinking about this song. I go, where were you moving out from? Why were you moving? All right. Or was this just all for
song
people?
For the hits,
right.
For the charts.
That was it. All right. 70 degrees outside right now. A mixed sun and clouds today. There could be a passing shower this morning. Temperature getting up to 81, but 70 degrees at the moment. So where do you stand on this, Cindy? What would you say is the most iconic fashion item between the two, the miniskirt or platform jeans? Or bell bottoms.
I mean, the first thing that came into my mind when you brought up the topic was bell bottoms.
Okay.
I mean, it was such a sign of hippies and, mm-hmm. you know, really.
And like I said, you know, I believe that the miniskirt is seriously iconic, right? But when you think of all of these things, especially most of the stuff that's on this list, miniskirt, little black dress, short skirts, short shorts, denim jackets, platform shoes, bell bottoms, leather jackets, shoulder pads, knee-high boots, and skinny jeans, right? The vast majority of that stuff is for women. Right.
True.
Only the, you know, bell bottoms are one of the few things. Well, maybe bell bottoms are leather jackets, but bell bottoms are one of the few things that both men and women wore.
I think about the cover of Abbey Road when bell bottoms are brought up.
Right.
You know, I think they're all rocking bell bottoms on that.
All right. Or at least
George definitely is.
Yeah. George definitely is. So, and Steve, you're still going miniskirt?
I think so, yeah.
All right, Dave, you're still going miniskirt?
It's weird because iconic doesn't mean most fashionable.
Right,
so
exactly.
in the argument of iconic, I get it. I would say bell bottoms.
You're changing.
Yeah.
Dave.
I'm a flip-flopper. I'm a John Kerry.
Well, according to our audience, it seems they thought it out just like Dave. Right? 75% of our respondents went bell bottoms. All right, more iconic than miniskirt.
Did you hear Dave? He pulled out a John Kerry flip-flopper reference.
I did.
Are you serious?
I did. This is 2004. Thank you. Yep.
Well, we
greatest time of my life.
We are going back in time on this.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Silent brain is people!
You damn dirty ape!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Silent green.
MGK.
You know, this made me think about something.
Yeah.
All right? You know, because a lot of the stuff is, you know, relative. Miniskirts were cool. You know, bell bottoms were cool. Shoulder pads, not cool. right? Especially when you go back, when you look at 80s movies and you see those women in the jackets with the, like, they look like they could be characters like
sci-fi villains.
Right, right, right. You know? From Star Trek.
Yeah.
Right? The Romulans, are they?
Yes,
the
right. Yeah, sure. Yes,
right? So, but I'm thinking, if you could bring back anything, what would you like to make cool again?
Ooh.
What?
Pogs.
Pogs?
I love Pogs.
Oh, my
Pogs
God. I referenced those to Taylor this morning.
Pogs and this one.
Explain them, though.
All right. So Pogs were these little cardboard discs, right? They all had some sort of design
on them.
The
ones that used to, like.
Yeah, and you had a slammer. A hard piece of metal or big plastic, and you would have to flip them, and then if you flipped it, you got that Pog. That and the other thing, which is probably more 90s child.
Sounds like a game you couldn't have played on rugs, right?
Actually, you could. I used to do it all the time. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, Crazy Bones. They were these little hard Taylor's in my ballpark here.
Yeah, yeah.
These little hard plastic things, and they had some sort of design or face on them, sort of wacky. And you would line them up across the table from each other and flick them. And if you knocked one of them off the table, that became yours.
You're crazy, bro.
Oh my God, they were all the rage back at Maternity BVM in the Northeast.
Let me guess, Crazy with a K.
You're damn right, Joe.
It was the 90s, of course. Of course,
you got one.
Yeah, for me, I think it would be rollerblading.
Wow.
Straight up rollerblading rocks.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's awesome. You're sliding on the earth.
Right,
what's
right.
not to like?
Yeah.
Put Fruit Boots on me right now. I'm gone for hours. Bring it back.
That's why I liked the hoverboard so much. Because it was like rollerblading. I was going to say
principle.
I was going to say roller skates, but I'll go with rollerblades too. I would like to see that be, you know, come back
rocks.
And be cool again.
Street hockey?
Cindy, anything for yourself?
Crocs?
Are you serious? They weren't cool to begin with.
Well, they were for my kids. They were for about two years.
They're still making them.
Yeah,
right?
That's true.
You know,
but you can't wear them in public without ridicule.
Exactly.
It's like listening to Nickelback.
Which is why, you know, it would never be. They were never considered a cool thing, right? And it would never be a cool thing.
That's true.
Again.
If it never was, it can't be again.
All right. So we'll open up to everybody. I'm just sort of curious. What thing would you like to see be cool again? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. Yeah, Teen Spirit deodorant. That would be great. I would love to see that in the store. I'd buy a case of it just to have it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
People like this are a menace to decent society.
102.9.
Take cover!
MGK.
So perfect that we're talking about this on a Wheel of Wild Day. Is it, what would you like to see be cool again? What item out there? What fashion thing? What toy? Whatever it might be. I mean, we get a lot of texts in on this. It's a big text day because it's Wednesday. But, I mean, get on the phone. We want to talk to you. 215-263-WMGK. The bottle cap game. Well, is he talking about the one where you with the four squares and you got to knock them around?
No idea.
Like it's
no
kind of like baseball.
Sounds old school.
Maybe it is. Yeah, it probably is old school. Somebody brought about Zuba pants? Is that what?
Oh, Zubaz.
Zubaz?
Hell yeah,
Zubaz?
Man. Okay. Dude, it was so popular that my baseball team put it on our hats one season. We had Zubaz brims. We were in the scorn of the league, really.
Ecto Cooler. Do you remember
Ecto
Cooler?
Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Someone wants to bring that back. And 3D Doritos.
3D
Doritos. They were sort of
were like a fat one?
No, they were like puffed up.
Oh, I see.
They were crap.
Ew. Right.
Air crisps.
So what could it be for you? Call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. But before we go any further,
you know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories this morning has to do with Let It Ride from Bachman Turner Overdrive. And Randy Bachman, who's one of the best storytellers in rock and roll, he told us this story once. And basically, Randy Bachman and Fred Turner, not small guys. They're both really large guys. But they're on the road. The band's on the road. They're driving down from Canada. And some trucker is cutting them off left and right. Every time they try to do something, they're cutting them off. So they pull into a rest stop where the trucker pulled in, and they planned on getting, because we're big men, right? And they planned on getting out of their car and giving him a piece of their mind. And here's what Randy said went down.
This guy looks like Paul Bunyan. So instead of yelling at him, we go, "Excuse me, sir. You were driving really recklessly there, and we're just a bunch of musicians trying to get to the next gig, and it's very unsafe, and what you were doing there, you cut us off," and blah, blah, blah. And he goes, "It's no big deal, buddy. Why don't you just let it ride?" And I say to Fred, "What does that mean? Because we've never heard this before." Agotha means like relax, you know, chill out kind of thing. It's no big deal.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Oh, what, you ain't pregnant with a bucket of chicken?
102.9.
Kiss my bare ass right now in front of all these good people.
Nobody can understand what you're normally saying.
MGK.
I bet you, Cindy, that this seemed to have happened a couple of days ago. You would have loved to have been in Olten, Switzerland.
Okay, why?
Because in Olten, Switzerland is where the Lindt chocolate company is.
Mm-hmm.
And they were having a ventilation problem at the factory as they were making cocoa. All right. And basically high winds in the area and their ventilation system made it rain chocolate.
Oh, my God. No.
It went through the system. It went through the system. And it was and the town was covered. The cars had it on it. Wow. It was on the streets. It was everywhere. You know, they were playing that song.
Chocolate rain.
Oh, I was hoping you forgot about this.
Oh, my God. Did you do this story just to play chocolate rain?
Is this even real, this story?
No, the story is real. But, you know, hey, how often can you bring up chocolate rain?
A John Curry reference earlier. Chocolate rain now.
Yes, we're just sliding back to the 90s.
Oh, my God.
Next break will be 98.
Next birthday, I'll be 98.
It's time once again for
the John DiBella Podcast.
We have a big show, a real big shoe.
Yep. John DiBella.
You should never be allowed to talk to people.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Coming down on the wire for Oh Wow Wednesday and the Wheel of Wow. As always, when we spin the wheel, you can go to our Facebook page, see it happen live, just to prove that we play where it lands. I'm hoping for a listener pick this week because there's some great listener picks coming in this morning. Space Captain from Joe Cocker, Train Kept a Rollin' from Aerosmith. Let's see here. Oh, look. Steve, did you send in a text this morning?
I didn't. What is it? Is it Twilight Zone?
No, it's Santana. I'm Winning.
Oh, well, how about Smooth?
I'm sorry. I confused your crap songs.
Dave's with me. No,
absolutely. I'm flip-flopping on that one.
You coward.
A lot of great things coming in this morning. If you've got a song that you want to see pop up on the wheel, text it on into us to MGK, MGK. That's 645, 645. And right now.
Wow.
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 Wow. Yep, it is time for the Wheel of Wow once again here at MGK. Wow songs, as we've told you time and time again, are just songs that were really popular at one time and they kind of faded away and you just don't hear them much anymore. When you do hear one, you go, wow! So here's what we got on the wheel this week. Mountains, Mississippi Queen, that's been sitting there for a while. New this week, this popped up yesterday. We had a spot to fill on the board. Duran Duran's Hungry Like the Wolf.
That's what I want.
Right. I love it.
Elvis Costello's Watching the Detectives, the Allmans and Statesboro Blues, Van Morrison and Jackie Wilson Said, the Tubes, Talk to You Later. Then the first of the listener slots, we got Sugarloaf, Green Eyed Lady, that's an original on there. Sniffing the Tears, Driver's Seat, Procol Harum, Conquistador, another original. Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine, Nick Lowe, Cruel to Be Kind, Mark Cohen, Walking in Memphis, and the other listener pick. Now, I got to tell you something. We've been going weeks without landing on listener pick. And if you watch this live on Facebook, you will see, and we're doing it right now, you'll see when we spin the wheel, wherever it lands, that's what we play. We're not making picks here. And it just hasn't landed on the listener pick for weeks. I'm going to give it a couple of more weeks.
All right.
But if by then we haven't had a listener pick, I'm putting a third listener pick
nice.
On the wheel.
All right. Yeah.
All right. So let's spin that wheel, Steve.
I forgot we put Walking in Memphis up there. So right. I have two picks that I can
yeah,
go
two
with.
Picks? Okay. All right. You got one hell of a spin this week. Here we go. Coming closer and closer and closer.
Come on, listener.
Oh, it just slipped by. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It missed it by one. By one, it missed it. But I got to tell you, I can be very, very happy with this song.
There's two in there.
What's this, two in there?
There's two in there.
Flip a coin.
I hope this isn't live.
Flip a coin.
Every once in a while, two songs pop up in the computer, and usually that means one of them is live.
Yeah.
You know what? Have the other one. Load the other one right now, too.
Okay.
All right? So just to be safe, because if this is live, it's not. Yeah. It's Mississippi Queen. Yeah, come on, Leslie. Make it fat. Fat like you were at the time.
John DeBella.
Oh, my God.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
That's insane.
Are you all right?
102.9.
Yeah, he's so hot.
MGK.
This conversation started earlier this morning. We want to go to the phone lines at 810. Basically, what is gone, something that's gone away that you would like to see become cool again? This all came out of our conversation about that list of iconic things. Mm-hmm. And I brought up the question, which is more iconic, the bell-bottom pants or the miniskirt? And according to our audience, bell-bottom pants.
Sure.
According to you two, the miniskirt. Oh, no, you changed your mind.
I did. Yeah. I flip-flopped.
You flip-flopped. Yep. Right.
No, backbone over there.
I'm also in shock because of that chocolate story, how upset you were with
me. Some stay dry and others feel the pain.
This is a hellscape.
Do you know that this song has 127 million views?
Well, yeah, it hit YouTube before any other video in history.
Right, yeah. Oh, no, this is like the original viral video.
Yeah, sure. Right.
You know when this hit?
What year?
2007.
Oh, God. God, that makes me feel ancient.
Chocolate rain.
Earlier this morning, we did a text poll with listeners in regards to an article I found about the most iconic fashion item of all time, and they listed that as the miniskirt, and I took exception to it. Uh-huh. Basically, had 10 things on the list: the miniskirt, a little black dress, short shorts, denim jackets, platform shoes, bell bottoms, leather jackets, shoulder pads, knee highs, and skinny boots, or skinny jeans, rather. All right, and I took exception to it because I didn't understand mini skirt coming in number one. Steve thought so. Dave backed me up. I think bell bottoms were more so. And when we made it a text poll, right, the listeners thought bell bottoms were more iconic than the mini skirt as well. So that got us into a conversation of of things that could come back, right? Because the mini skirts and bell bottoms have never really gone away.
Sure.
All right, a short skirt is a short skirt, and, a flared jean is a flared jean. But, they're still called bell-bottoms and miniskirts. So we started thinking about, if you're going to bring anything back, what would be cool to bring back once again? So the number here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK, with the people who's hanging on. We got Mike up first. Mike, what would you like to see be cool again?
Are you Kasha? Arya Kasha. Good morning.
Good morning. We're still trying to figure out what Arya Kasha means.
I'm the pirate of Marcus Sook, so most of the words that I say is Arya Kasha.
Okay, it's Arg, not R. Arg. If you're going to be a pirate, learn how to speak pirate.
Trust me, I'm a pirate. It's R.
Okay, so what would you like to see be cool again?
One of the comments you made is Crocs, and believe it or not, I have a bunch of granddaughters, and the 18 and the 20-year-olds are starting to wear Crocs again. So they're coming back.
And they will disappear as fast as they did the last time. Sue, what would you like to see be cool again?
Lawn darts.
Lawn darts.
You know how dangerous that would be in the cell phone age?
Oh, my God. The idea of lawn darts and cell phones.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it on video.
Exactly. How big were the darts and lawn darts?
Big.
Yeah, over a foot.
About 10
foot?
To 12 inches.
Yeah.
Like a harpoon, pretty much.
Yeah.
I have a setup in the attic if you would like to see them.
We'd like to have them.
You can have them, sure. I have rollerblades too, Dave.
We can go outside and play lawn dart catch.
Okay. When were these most popular?
I would say in the 80s.
Yeah. Okay. I thought that they'd be more 60s and zero safety regulations and all, but cool. Right. Here's a javelin.
No, but I do have rollerblades if anybody needs them.
Not with my feet.
Have a good day, guys.
Hey, Patricia, how you doing?
Wonderful, John, and you?
I am doing damn fine. So what would you like to see be cool again?
Headbands.
Wait. Now, are you talking about headbands to, like, keep your hair out of your face?
Yes, John, you got it. You know it.
Okay.
They go across the forehead.
Then you're talking sweatband. Yes. That's not a hairband.
Well,
yes.
I'm a woman. I call it a hair bands. Okay, you had band hair bands.
That's cool. I call my pants shirts, so okay, whatever.
Okay.
Is the headband going across your forehead, or is it going over the top of your head?
It is going across the forehead to keep all the hair out of
and
your
the
eyes.
Sweat out of your eyes. It's a sweatband.
If it goes around your head, it's a sweatband. If it goes over the top of your head to keep your hair back, it's a headband.
Yes, that's what I initially said. A headband.
I know you said a headband, but you're putting it across your forehead. Oof. That makes it a sweatband.
Well, yeah, you may sweat in it, John.
Okay. Oh, my God.
I need duct tape for my head.
Mom, is that you? Brian, what do you want to see come back again?
8-track, John.
No.
Come on, bro.
No, come on. Brian, were you around for 8-tracks?
Oh, yeah.
And you enjoyed the fact that in the middle of a song, it would fade out so the track could change and then start up again?
No, I just want to see kids today have to go through what we went through.
I see. Kathleen, what do you want to see be cool again?
Wigwam socks from the 80s.
I don't remember.
Were those with the little puffy balls on the back?
If you were a high school cheerleader and you had wigwam socks, you were like the bomb. They came like, they were kind of thick and they came to like mid-calf and you scrunch them down.
I'm in. They're like sweat socks.
It's a combination of a socks and a leg warmers.
Yes. Yeah, there you go.
Okay, I think I know what you're talking about. I don't want to search high socks cheerleader on the business internet here.
Joe, what do you want to go with? What do you want to see be cool again?
I want to see 80s hairband style be cool again with the leather pants and the cut-up tank top.
All you have to do is go to a gay bar. You'll find it.
Or down the hall and find Jackie.
Find Jackie.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Yeah, my chum John.
102.9.
Man, it is incredible.
MGK.
Oh, how did you do that?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.